Our scripture this morning is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Your bragging isn't good. Don't you know that a tiny grain of yeast makes a whole batch of dough rise? Clean out the old yeast so you can be a new batch of dough, given that you're supposed to be unleavened bread. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. So let's celebrate the feast with the unleavened bread of honesty and truth, not with old yeast or with the yeast of evil and wickedness. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I had a youth director once that she liked to teach in object lessons. She would find a particular lesson that she was teaching, try to find some sort of physical illustration to teach us what it was that it meant. And so we were gathering one Sunday evening, and we were learning about relationships, and to sort of stay away from having inappropriate relationships or adding inappropriate things to relationships. And as part of this lesson, she prepared a pan of brownies. And she went into the kitchen that was just off the meeting area that we were, and she came out, and they were piled up on this plate. They were big, looking still hot and warm. She places them on the table, and she says that we can have as many as we like. So, you know, I grab like three, and I pile them up, and I'm holding them, and I lift the first one up, and I just take this big warm bite out of the middle of it, and I notice very quickly that something is different. And as part of this lesson about relationships, very similar to this story that we read out of the letter that Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. This lesson that a little bit of something can ruin the entire batch. She had put chili powder in the brownies to illustrate to us how just a small bit of something spicy in a relationship in an inappropriate way can ruin the entire thing. Now, this was a fairly powerful illustration, but I feel that whatever material she used to prepare this particular lesson along with her batch of brownies, she might not have come across the research that says that chili powder and chocolate are actually amazing together. And those brownies were awesome. They were the best brownies I ever had in my life. And I couldn't believe how good they were, because I had never had anything like that. Had a little bit of a bite, had that matching of that heat with the sweetness of the... It was awesome. And we just started devouring these brownies as her object lesson just fell apart. And I was like, well, if what you're talking about is anything like these brownies, I want more of that in my life. And she struggled to really just kind of keep the order and keep the lesson kind of going at that point. But ever since then, every time I've made brownies, I always put a little bit of chili powder in my brownies because it's so good, and it keeps everybody else from eating them. So I get to keep more for myself as well. Just that little pinch of something, how it can ruin the whole batch. In Paul's lesson to the church at Corinth, if you look at the headers in your Bible, this falls right in this lesson about relationships and purity and what it means to live together. And so when we see it in this context of Passover, when we see it in this context of bread, what it means that a little bit of yeast can ruin the entire batch of bread. The little things that we do, the things that we do in public, but also the things that we do in secret, that we think hurt nobody else, Paul seems to remind the church, to remind us of how even tiny things have big consequences. In the sermon series that we're moving through right now, this idea of tiny living, it's this expression of how we can simplify our lives, but also to remind us this morning of how even the tiny things that we do in our life have consequences. And so unleavened bread, the Passover bread that God had directed Moses and the Hebrews to prepare for themselves as they awaited the sign to flee Egypt. Bread that's made without yeast because they didn't have time to wait for it to rise. Bread that's to be eaten quickly, but over time, as it's shared again and again and observed each year, bread that reminds us of the deliverance that God provided to his people out of oppression. And as that meal continued, and as that meal was celebrated, even through Jesus and his disciples, this lesson and this image of bread has endured even to today. As we celebrate a meal, as we reflect on all of those all across the world celebrating a meal, we are reminded that we are just a tiny part of God's plan to save the world. But we can have such impact and such potential in that as well. When we come together as a body of faith, especially on this World Communion Sunday, we're reminded that we are but a small part and that we play such a small part in the unfolding of God's story. But what we do with our words and our actions carry so much weight. So do we wish to build up the body? Or is the pinch of what we add, the ingredient that we add with our words and our actions, does it ruin more than it builds up? Paul's warning to the church in Corinth is such a valuable word to us today as well. Because even the tiniest things have such tremendous impacts. The careless word, the bad attitude, the inappropriate relationships, the pride that we feel in our hearts. When that's put out into the world, it's like that yeast that can ruin an entire batch. It has a life of its own, a mind of its own, as it spreads further and deeper than we could have imagined. And tears people apart and ruins and deflates relationships more than provides life and bread to the world. Yeast, I like to think, in the terms that Paul is talking about, is when we like to take little parts of ourselves. We take our opinions, we take our pride, we take our cleverness, and we try to put that in the world and to replicate it and to celebrate it and to try to spread it around as much as we can. We try to spread around ourselves. Whereas Paul is saying that that misses the point entirely. Because the true bread of life is made with sincerity and truth. And so the ingredients that we put out into the world are less than ourselves, but more of Jesus. And so we shape our lives not after what we wish we would look like and what we could be, but we shape our lives after how Christ has been revealed to us. A life that reflects the very love and the life of God. And we take that bread to go and to feed the world. Because in this World Communion Sunday, we're gathered here this morning, probably, I don't know, about 40 of us. But the body that we represent is replicated all over this nation and all over the world this morning. Sherry has a beautiful liturgy and prayer that she's going to be reading at the 11 o'clock service that reminds us that there were Christians that woke up yesterday that began celebrating a meal with bread and a cup. And they offered prayers and petitions long before we were ever awake this morning. And yet, even this morning, we are tied into that story. We are tied into that moment as we celebrate around a table in a meal with bread that reminds us of everything that Christ has done through us. And through those very simple signs and symbols of bread and a cup, Jesus has told us that he should be with us, that his very life will live inside of us. And then we go forth and we feed the world, and we pour his life out for the world through our words and actions. And so the lesson that Paul has for the church at Corinth is a lesson that we should hear today. Less of us and more of him. Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, you are the greatest gift. Allow us, Lord, to remove those small ingredients and those tiny pinches of our lives that we like to add to the world, but, Lord, only wreak havoc and chaos. Lord, that our words and our actions often take a mind of their own. Lord, they spread further than we can imagine. And so, Lord, allow our words and our actions to, instead of reflecting upon us, to reflect upon you. And, Lord, instead of spreading evil, malice, impurity, inappropriateness, as Paul was warning it about, Lord, allow it to spread love and joy, peace and hope, that we might be a taste of the kingdom of God, beginning even here this morning. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.